Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I please get your first and your last name?
Hello, Tiffany. How you doing? My name is McGee, Gary McGee, McGhee.
All right, and thank you for that. I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm just trying to survive on this COVID thing, and I'm just retired, so I'm doing good. Stay home, stay home. I'm just joking, but anyway.
Yes, sir. Okay. How can I help you?
Don, I had just applied online for my concealed permit. You know, I met the qualifications, and they took some money out. Now, they mentioned another phase, which I wasn't aware of, that I'll have to go through because I ordered my my holster also. Could you tell me any information about that? I didn't really write down the numbers that they gave me and stuff like that. So that's all they had the qualifications that I would be. They sent me an email on my certificate, but I read down everything, and they did mention that it's not a lawful certificate, you know. So I was wondering what that was about. Did I owe more money?
Okay, so when you do the certification online, that's basically that just shows that you went through the course and you're capable of carrying a concealed weapon. That's what the state of Virginia allows you to do. Now, I do see you calling from the state of North Carolina, which they do accept that Virginia permit. So when you got that certification over to your email address, you also got you should have also got a application sent over as well. That application is what you would need to fill out and mail back in to the Virginia State Police. That application is what is required to fill out in order to get the concealed weapon permit itself.
Okay.
Now, when you get ready to send in that application, you do, in which they'll provide all the steps to you as well, but I'll still provide them to you myself. Now, when you get that certification in the mail, you're going to also get that application. Just in case you don't want to print it off, you'll still get it in the mail. Now, that application, when you mail it in to the Virginia State Police, you are required to send in a cashier check or a money order, which is for $100. And that would pay for the concealed weapon permit itself and then also the application processing fee as well. You would need to send in a fingerprint card, so you would have to go get fingerprinted at your local sheriff department or your local police station. So you can send in that fingerprint card to them. You would have to send in a photocopy of your driving license or your identification card, along with a photocopy photo, which is something like a passport, and that could be done at your local post office or your local drugstore, something like CVS.
I'm here. Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so that's all the stuff that you would need to do in. But like I said, when you get the certification in the mail within 7 to 10 business days, you will also get that application in that package as well, and it'll provide all those steps that I just went over with you.
Okay, so a cashier's check or a money order or for $100 to finish out my qualification.
Correct. That's what's going to pay for that permit. Yes, sir.
What was the $100 and stuff, girl? I'll have to wait another 30 days to receive money enough to take care of that item. You know, shouldn't order the holster. I ordered the holster feeling that everything was good and stuff like that, you know. My community is really going down and stuff like that.
Right.
But the extra $100 came as a surprise to me, which I'm willing to pay, you know.
Okay, yes, sir.
There's no way that I can just pay over the phone or anything like that and just get that taken care of instead of the cashier's check. My records are in the database because I had a security clearance of my level and stuff when I used to work for AT&T. It's been like 20 years ago,
You
know, maybe a little longer. But so I have to get fingerprinted and picture ID and all that's in the computer base. They should know who I am, you know. But you give me the basics of all the information and stuff like that. Dang, go! I just kept with the carriers for me and stuff like that. Man, come on. Can I get a rebate and some of my money back and stuff like that?
Okay, this is what I can do for you, okay? Because it is, in order for you to apply for the permit from the state of Virginia, it is required that you do have that certification from offline. Now, the advantage of having that certification, it does beat having to do up to 16 hours in classroom. It does beat having to pay $200 to $300 in classroom fees. And plus, that certificate is never going to expire. So whenever you're, you know, wanting to put the $100 into your budget to apply for the concealed weapon permit, you could do so. But I do have a friend's discount that I can add in there to where I can refund you $30 off of the $85. I could do that for you. And you can still keep the certificate so where you can go ahead and apply for the concealed weapon permit.
If I'm not mistaken, Tiffany, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, it was $199 or something like that. But I guess that was with the holster.
Yeah, because you have the $85 for the certification. Then you have the $29 for that gun holster. And, you know, you also signed up for the online firearm portable training portable. That was $19.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you think you can hook me with something where I can just, like, I'm not prepared for that right now.
Sure, I can refund $30 off of the $85 for you.
Okay.
And you can keep it.
Okay, now how long would the certification stay until, like I said, I'm looking for like 30 more days. You know, I'm on a budget where, you know, I went online, I think about a week ago or more, and I passed it and stuff like that. And then they brought up the money, you know, function and stuff. I said, ooh, I don't have it enough. So I waited until this month. Now I'm opposed to myself. Now I want it, Tiffany, I want it. But I just need another 30 days, per se, to acquire it. So I mean, if I can get anything off this and just postpone it into my next 30 days, then I know what I'm subjected to look forward to.
Okay. So I'm going to refund $30 off of the $85 so you can go ahead and keep the certificate. So whenever you're able to put the $100 into your budget for that concealed weapon permit, then you can go ahead and send all the information in with that application, okay? Because like I said, that certificate is never going to expire, and it's not a time frame on when you have to apply for the concealed weapon permit.
So how many days is that, Tiffany?
So that refund, that would go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Right. Now, do I have 30 days to reapply or have to go through the whole thing again? Like I said, all I need is 30 days, 20-something, but anyway, 30 days to do that again, you know, to set that much up to, you know, get out of my budget for the $100, you know. In 30 days, I would have the money and stuff like that, what I'm saying.
Okay, so, are you saying you're going to have the money 30 days for the concealed weapon permit, or are you talking about what you just signed up for?
30 for the concealed permit. You know,
okay.
I was looking to... Okay.
So you're fine. Whenever you're able to put the $100 into your budget, then you can go ahead and apply for the concealed weapon permit. Like I said, that certificate that you got online, it's never going to expire, and it's not a time frame that you have to apply for that concealed weapon permit. You can apply for it whenever you're able to put that amount into your budget.
Okay. Now, if I apply for you to send back the $35, would that disavow my application or my certificate?
Oh, no, sir. That $30 that I'm refunding back to you, that's just, like I said, I'm doing that for you as a friend's discount, so you don't have anything to worry about, anything like that.
I surely appreciate that, Tiffany.
Okay, you're welcome. And that $30, just give it 3 to 5 business days, and it'll go back into your account.
I surely appreciate it again, Tiffany.
Okay, and you're more than welcome. And may I get you to verify your shipping address so we can make sure that certificate is going to your residence?
Oh, okay. 838 Monroe Road, Monroe Road, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384.
All right, and thank you for that. So that's the address that's on file, and you'll get that certification within 7 to 10 business days, and that refund
and
3 to 5 business days.
And thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. That's no problem. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Doc. Stay safe.
All right, thank you. You as well. Thank you.